is a production of PBRTV.com. In our 10th year, now, another hour of beautiful music and friendly talk on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh at 88.3 FM and WRCT.org. Also heard on Vulcan Sound Radio.
Bacharach and Reach Out for Me on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. We started this hour off with Botticelli and TSOP, The Sound of Philadelphia, which first made history as the first TV theme song to top the Billboard Hot 100. Did you know that? Kenneth Gamble and Leon Huff wrote the song specifically for the theme, as the theme for the iconic music show Soul Train. And MFSB, yes, the group behind the song stands for Mother, Father, Sister, Brother. So I did not know that. I just learned that myself. And so there you go. It won a Grammy Award for Best R&B Instrumental Performance in 1975. There you have it. So there you go. You learn things on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy that you never thought you'd learn before. But now it's time to take a road trip, and this week we are going to the Commonwealth of Kentucky, one of four commonwealths, the fourth of the four commonwealths in this series. We've done Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and now Kentucky. So those are the four commonwealths in the United States. But anyhow, the first stop is Fort Mitchell, where the Vent Haven Ventriloquist Museum is. I'll have to talk to my neighbor about this one. If talking to yourself is odd, imagine a whole museum of puppets that can talk back. The Vent Haven Museum bills itself as the world's only museum dedicated exclusively to ventriloquism. More than 1,000 dummies that sit quietly until you imagine the chatter. I don't know. There could be a joke in there that I'm not seeing here. Anyway, Louisville, of course, is home to the Louisville Slugger Museum, where you can find a 120-foot-tall baseball bat leaning against the building. It's a steel giant weighing at 34 tons, and an oversized tribute to America's favorite pastime, except in Pittsburgh, where they seem to be failing. Cumberland Falls Moonbow in Corbin. Most waterfalls give you rainbows, but Kentucky's Cumberland Falls is one of the few places in the world where you can catch a moonbow, a rainbow that shines at night, created by the full moon. Locals call it the Niagara of the South. Very interesting. Wigwam Village in number two, like Mambo number five, I guess. I don't know. In Cave City, if you need a quirky overnight stay, Kentucky hosts one of the last surviving wigwam motels from the 1930s. Instead of a room, you sleep in a concrete teepee. Parked along Old U.S. 31 West. Yeah, it's a kitschy place of kitschy piece of Americana, still welcoming road-weary travelers. Then there's the Ark Encounter in Williamstown. Yes, it is what you think it is, towering at 510 feet long. This full-scale replica of Noah's Ark, which was measured in cubits, so I guess we figured out how long that is one of the largest wooden structures in the world. Whether you're visiting for faith, curiosity, or sheer spectacle, it's certainly not your average roadside attraction. And finally, the Eternal Weeping Maple in Mount Sterling, Kentucky. Locals say this ancient Japanese maple looks like a living umbrella, its branches sweeping the ground in a perfect dome. It's been dubbed the Eternal Tree for its year-round canopy of color, drawing photographers and wanderers alike. So there you go. That's the Commonwealth of Kentucky for you. We'll be leaving soon, I guess. John Gregory with Welcome Back, the theme from Welcome Back, Cotter, on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
relaxing, and easy. Thank you.
Relaxing and Easy, Peter Appleyard in this masquerade. Before that, we had, what did we have before that? The computer went dark on me there for a second. Let's see. Nick Ingman with Something Better to Do. Floyd Kramer did The Last Farewell, and John Gregory with Welcome Back. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing and Easy, and speaking of piano players, here's Ronnie Aldridge. And Somebody's Knocking on Smooth, Relaxing and Easy.
10th year, you're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy on Tube City Online Radio and WRCT Pittsburgh and on Vulcan Sound Radio.
For a quiet village, it certainly is noisy. That's Martin Denny here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Before that, we had Tony Mottola, I Want to Make It With You, Sven Lebeck with Drive, and Ronnie Aldridge with Somebody's Knockin'. Yes. I'm Eric O'Brien in Dateline Chicago. A dog named Pharaoh was dramatically rescued after being trapped inside a drain pipe leading under the Chicago River. The animal had apparently fallen through a storm grate and wriggled its way into a narrow culvert far beneath street level. Emergency responders used ropes, flashlights, and careful maneuvering to coax the frightened dog toward them. Pharaoh was eventually pulled out and treated for mild dehydration and stress on the riverbank. Local authorities thanked bystanders who spotted the dog, alerted 911 when they saw its tail flickering below. The city's drainage department said it's reviewing grate covers and pipe access points to prevent future escapes. A Vietnamese man has set a Guinness World Record by growing fingernails that cumulatively measured more than 19 feet in length. The record attempt involved daily care, protective measures, and avoiding breakage while performing simple tasks. He surpassed the previous record by several inches, according to officials. Nail length was measured from cuticle roots to fingertip ends across all fingers. Though upkeep was painstaking, the record attracted attention on social media and from curious onlookers. The record was certified by Guinness after photographing, measuring, and verifying the nail's integrity. And finally, our friend David Rush is at it again. He is a serial record breaker. This time, he's done it by spitting table tennis balls at a wall 51 times in 30 seconds. Yes, I said spitting. Rush, who has spent years chasing Guinness World Records to promote STEM education, beat the previous mark of 43 ping pong balls. He used rapid-fire technique, launching the balls from his mouth in bursts while standing at a measured distance. Witnesses said the feat looked less like sport and more like popcorn machine gone haywire. Yeah, Guinness adjudicators confirmed the attempt, praising his astonishing accuracy. Right now, Rush holds more than 250 records, many of them repeats, and involving unusual objects and stranger methods. Well, you know, we think he's special here at SRE, but I doubt he's available for interviews. So I thought we'd take us to the other Martin Denny tune, The Enchanted Sea. It's just as noisy, but shorter, on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Thank you.
back where I came from. I've had more than I can stand of watching them destroy my dreams. They picked my brain till it was clean. When I was up, they knocked me down.
Relaxing and easy.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Fashioned way. Before that, we had Barry Lippman with his version of Music to Watch Girls By. Before that was Acker Bilk and Touch Me in the Morning. Johnny Mathis in there with I'm Coming Home, or I'm Going Home, depending on whether you're singing the song or talking about the title. The Londonderry Strings in there with A Summer Song, and then Martin Denny with The Enchanted Sea. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. We have time for one more here. of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Except I began to talk better during the second hour. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh, and is a production of PBRTV.com. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This has been program number Y10-21. Not that anybody asks by number.
Thank you.